Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Katie, good morning. Welcome to the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome.
Hey.
So what about Brody made such a great first impression with you?
I really thought that Brody was a gem when I met him. He seemed super cool. I felt like immediately that he was a really good guy, and I don't really meet many of them when I go out.
I hear ya. Before I met Cosmo, man.
What'd you say?
I had to kiss a lot of frogs.
Okay. Yeah, kiss a lot of frogs to get to the prince.
So how was the date with Brody? What'd you guys do? Tell us about it.
Yeah, we just grabbed a drink. It was fine. To be honest, it wasn't the best date ever. I don't think we had immediate sparks. We weren't laughing the entire time, but I do think that we had a pretty good time. And I think we really got along, and I'm interested in getting to know him better.
So enough that you want to know more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. Anything that you can think of that might have been... gone badly, or, was there a lot of awkward silences or anything that maybe would have turned him off or anything?
Not that I can really think of. We did have, the usual kind of pauses in conversation. It was a first date, so there's the normal awkwardness there, but a zero red flag.
Okay. Yeah. Like you said, it wasn't like a five star, but it wasn't also the point where you see him swinging big red flags. Like I always say, like Casey Wolf in the middle of the Arrowhead Stadium field going like, oh my gosh, run for your lives. Hide me. Get me out of here. Okay. So how did the date end? Where did you guys leave things off before now he's just completely gone silent on you?
Yeah, we left the date. We both agreed it was really nice to meet each other. And he shook my hand, which I'm a little worried about. Oh. So maybe that is a sign.
Okay, maybe that was a little red. I don't know. That's weird, though. Maybe he was just very awkward and uncomfortable.
Polite, yeah.
And just kind of freaked out or something. Maybe he secretly has all kinds of crazy feels for you and just doesn't know how to show it right away. And so he's just like, okay, hey. It's like when the pilot says, have a nice flight, and you go, you too.
Yeah. Or someone says, happy birthday. You're like, you too.
Yeah.
How are things have been since? Have you talked, or, have you blown his phone up? You haven't, sent him a million messages or anything, have you?
No, I have sent him a couple messages, but, over a week and a half, and I have not heard back from him.
All right, let's call him. Let's just go straight to it and kind of figure out what's going on, and we'll go from there. Okay, Katie?
All right, I am ready to be humbled.
All right, here we go.
Did your date never call back?
Have us call them.
Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show. Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Cat, ready?
Ready. Let's figure out what's going on with Brody.
Yeah, Katie said it wasn't like a stellar date, but it was cool. She wants to get to know him better, but he's been zeroed out, invisible, so let's find out why.
Hello?
Hey, hi, can I speak with Brody?
Yep, this is Brody.
Hey, Brody, this is Kat, and I'm with Cosmo here. We are a local morning radio show, and we have a couple questions. We've got a mutual friend with you that you've gone on a date with lately. Are you up for chatting about her?
Okay, why not? What's up?
So do you remember Katie?
Yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you been getting back to Katie?
Oh, seriously? Honestly, we were destined for failure from the get-go.
Okay. Why?
Why do you say that?
Oh, honestly, the half-foot gap was the buzzkill.
What do you mean? Half-foot gap, is that like a dance or something?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I wish, right?
Half-foot gap? No. Come on, Kat.
She's 6 inches taller than me, at least.
And you have a problem with girls taller than you?
Yeah, honestly, I do. Like, I can't date someone that has to, you know, bend over to kiss me.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not rolling out a date over height. I think that's really superficial.
Oh, dude. That's Kate, right? She's on the line, I suppose.
Yeah, hi. It's me.
I'm the problem. It's me.
Okay. look, Kate, I'm sorry. Look, I don't want to be rude. This is on me. I added a couple inches to my height in my profile.
It's actually really funny because I subtracted some inches because I wasn't getting a lot of responses.
Well, there you go.
So, but ultimately, no matter who did what with their math, we're still coming up to the fact that Katie, you're taller than Brody is. And he doesn't dig that, apparently. And there's nothing you can do to change that in physical form.
Brody,
no,
do you know how many guys, like Adam Levine's wife is a Victoria's Secret model and like tons of inches taller than he is? It's like the thing. You walk around proud with a taller woman. Don't you know that?
Hey, you know, maybe it's my own insecurity, but no, I can't, it's not for me.
What if we chipped in and bought you some drywall stilts? Would that help?
No. Oh yeah, it's perfect. Thanks. That's great.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should
that
not have said that.
That makes it feel even better.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Did your date never call back?
Have us call them.
Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show.